Mathematicians from Finland have solved a long-standing problem in the field of cellular automata, simple models of how a theoretical population of cells might behave. Despite being quite simple systems to describe, these automata often show quite complex behavior. This complexity frustrates researchers as it becomes difficult to make any firm statements about such a dynamic system. Now, though, we are starting to find out more about situations where these systems aren't quite so dynamic. Robert Spencer has more.
The game of life was invented in 1970 as a very simple model of how a population of cells might behave.
The game of life is a zero-player game, meaning that it just plays itself.
That's Ville Salo, who's been working with Ilkka Turma.
Hello.
They've been looking into this zero-player game in an attempt to answer some old, unsolved questions. But what exactly is the game of life, and how does it play itself? Well, imagine you have an infinite grid. Each square of the grid can hold a cell, such as an amoeba or bacteria. Then, every second, like clockwork, something happens.
If a cell is alive, and it has less than two neighbors, it dies of loneliness. If it has more than three, then it dies of overcrowding.
And if there's the perfect number of neighbors, a new cell is born. And that's it.
So the rules of the game are very simple.
So you set up the living and dead cells at the beginning, switch on the clock, and watch these cells be born, live, and disappear.
Typically what you see is there's an explosion of new live cells and new dead cells. There are very complex, intricate patterns that appear and die.
Sometimes these patterns resemble little animals or spacecraft.
And you learn that there are these creatures like gliders.
It walks diagonally. There are other kinds of spaceships with all sorts of different sizes and speeds and directions.
But every now and then, in the chaos of beautiful explosions of life, everything just stops. Sometimes the conditions are just so perfect. The exact right number of neighbors that no new cells are born and no old ones die.
This is something that if you don't disturb it, it will stay there until the end of time.
Such a configuration is called a still life, and they have fascinated people who study the game for decades.
Still lives have been known from the beginning of the game of life. They were the first patterns that were deemed interesting.
But there was always the question of the reverse. If still lives are configurations of cells that don't change as you go forwards in time, can you go the other way? Are there configurations that couldn't have come from anything except themselves?
Sort of at the Big Bang, when all the universe was initially filled, that pattern was already there. There is no way that the pattern could have come up from something else.
John Conway, the inventor of the game, asked if these configurations existed back in 1972. Now, half a century later, we have an answer.
The pattern is actually quite small. Its dimensions are 28 by 22.
A pair of researchers have recently found one, solving this 50-year-old mystery.
It is quite regular. So it's almost like the full rectangle, but there are a few cells missing in the corners.
We actually found this sort of repeating pattern that almost had this property, but there was a small piece missing from the borders. But that encouraged us to do some more searching.
They decided to use a computer to help and wrote some code to search for the missing pieces.
It ran for some 3.5 hours and produced us this very nice pattern.
We were very excited to see these things, and also just to solve a problem stated by the big Conway is something that I never really imagined.
After their discovery of the configuration, Turma and Salo posted the result to an online forum. It wasn't long before it had been verified and other consequences of its existence were discovered.
The community reaction has also been a big positive surprise and an extra motivation to keep looking deeper into this question and related questions.
And there it is. In a world with stunning complexity and emergent behavior, an oasis of timeless calm. A small community of cells living peacefully as they must have ever since the very beginning.